Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Today I'm going to start out with a reminder about the county committee elections. Ballots were mailed that first week of November to eligible producers in the local administrative areas, or LAAs, that are conducting committee elections. These ballots must be returned to your FSA office by December 3rd. County committees will be meeting in all FSA offices after the 3rd to count those votes, and those persons elected will begin their three-year term beginning January 1st of 2013. If you have not returned your ballot yet, you need to do so right away. Remember that that ballot must be received in the office by the end of day on Monday, December 3rd. If you did not get a ballot or you have misplaced yours, just contact your FSA office and a replacement ballot can be provided. In Audubon, the election is including the county or townships of Melville, Viola, Cameron, and Lincoln. And the election for county committee in Cass County involves the townships of Washington, Cass, Pleasant, Bear Grove, and Noble. I would also like to try to discuss a little bit about the change in the reporting deadline for 4-H crops for 2013. Many of you have talked about this with us at the FSA offices one-on-one, and it's a very confusing issue. But it is something new that this reporting deadline for insurable 4-H crops has been changed to December 15th. And simply said, this means that acres which are intended for haying or grazing for 2013 are supposed to be certified at your FSA office by December 15th here in 2012. Now, this is for 4-Hs which would be considered insurable with your crop insurance coverage. And these are acres which would be at least 25% or greater stand of legumes, such as alfalfa or clover, and are not more than 5 years of age. Acres fitting these categories, which are certified after December 15th, will be considered late filed and assessed a late file fee. Now, having said that, for 2013 only, this fee will be waived. So in the transition period, a late file assessment fee is not going to be applied. So in summary of this program, the certification date has rolled ahead to December 15th for insurable crops for forages. But for 2013, that penalty will not be applied. And so you have really until June 30th. But to coordinate with crop insurance, the certification date is December 15th. Now, if I was to listen to this, I would say I confused myself on it. So that's why I would like to finish with this. It's very confusing, so it would be best if you contact your FSA office and discuss it with the staff to determine whether or not you need to certify your hay acres by the December 15th deadline. Here in Audubon, you can call 712-563-4261, extension 2. And in Cass County, the number is 712-243-1377, extension 2. Another reminder to keep out there is that for those producers who have CRP acres that expired September 30th, or maybe you have requested that some of those acres be voluntarily terminated, you must follow an approved conservation plan or system for any of the fields which are considered highly erodible in order to maintain USDA benefits at FSA. This can be as simple as picking up your phone and calling the FSA or NRCS office in your county and discuss your current conservation plan. Also remember that if you're planning to sell any of your farm, are there any of the acres that are enrolled in CRP? Remember that the CRP contracts are for multiple years of 10 to 15 years, and the obligation to continue those contracts remains with you, the current contract holder, unless that buyer completes a succession of interest at the FSA office within 60 days. So if you are aware that you're going to have a sale, it would be a good idea to review your farm status with FSA prior to completing any land sale. Another reminder we have is that the IRS has made some changes to the issuance of the forms 1099-Gs and miscellaneous. Changes for 2012, the 1099s will not be issued for payments that are less than $600. So even if you have small payments that you receive from us, and you may be in more than one county, if the total is less than $600, you will not receive a 1099-G this year. If you need more information on this change of rule with the IRS, just give us a call here at the FSA office. The last reminder today is, remember, the emergency grazing was extended last fall until November 30th, 2012. Livestock was allowed to remain out there and graze those CRP acres. If you still have livestock out there under the emergency grazing provisions on CRP, remember you have until this Friday, November 30th, at midnight to get that livestock off. For additional information about the topics discussed in today's program or any of our FSA programs, be sure to contact your office in Audubon or Atlantic. Again, remember those numbers in Audubon, 563-4261, extension 2, and Atlantic is 243-1377, extension 2. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and thank you very much for listening.